So my strategies with people with ADHD who need to get back into their body, I usually just go right to the beginning. So depending on like where they're at, like what kind of journey they are on, because some of them are like, you know, more conscious and have started learning on it. But for a lot of people who haven't gone through that, I would just take them back to basics. And while I'm doing a one-to-one session with them, I ask them a load of questions, see what it is that they desire. Sometimes there's a few desires, so it's like whittling it down and seeing what's right for them. Usually I'll take them through like a meditation and get them to soften the gaze and just really notice anything that's coming up in their body. So that's like the simplest version of getting people into it. And what I've found really helped as well, which I'm so honored to have got to learn during the course, is breath work. And I've felt that a lot of people with ADHD focusing on an intense breath where the oxygen is being a little bit, you know, you're getting a little bit of an influx of oxygen, really helps ADHD people feel into their body more. I've never had such an amazing reaction since working with people with ADHD. It's like, whoa, that's so powerful. I can actually feel into my body. And I didn't realize this before, but, you know, I've got this like pain in my right ovary or something like that. And, you know, they can really seem to get into that area through the power of breath work. But I always do the meditation first and then the breath work. I also find like getting people to just do something really simple, like on my website, for example, I've got a 7-day morning ritual, which is up. And it just starts from just gazing outside the window and just noticing what's going on, not having your phone on, just noticing absolutely everything. And even saying it out loud can help people as well, saying out loud what they see or, you know, what's going on.
Very interesting. Is there a specific, maybe it's not so specific, maybe it's quite individual based on each person, but is there a way that people that ADHD or people that are neurodivergent tend to express their sexuality or tend to interact with their sexuality? How is it different?
So this is the juicy one. I feel like a lot of ADHD people, so if I look at it from like the male or people who are born with like penises, when they have ADHD, they tend to be the more hyperactive version. So you probably heard of ADHD from that naughty boy at school, and that's how it's kind of started off. But with girls, people who have vaginas, we tend to be more sort of distracted. So we get the more distracted generally. Obviously, you've got the masculine and feminine inside everyone, but generally speaking, boys, hyperactive, girls, a bit distracted. So the boys tend to be more hypersexual and they find it really hard to get into the moment, or they find it hard to kind of, I think, even if you don't really look at it, you can be hyper aroused. So you're just on it all the time. And with girls, we find it hard to get into our bodies and we get very distracted while we're in the act, or like, you know, we also seek a very quick stimulation. So having sex and just reaching the peak. And I know it's a very, it is something that society tells us to do as a whole generally, but with ADHD, it's even more so. So it's like, we might get really excited about something, but like within 10 minutes, if we've not had a clitoral orgasm, we might be like, okay, what's for tea? And that comes way more often for us. And then with boys, yeah, it's, or men even, I should say men if we're talking about sex, shouldn't I? So yeah, they get very like, I think they would find it very difficult, for example, if they had a partner, if they didn't want to have sex, because they're so hypersexual that it's like, I want to do it all the time. And then if someone says that they don't want something, then there can be the feeling of rejection as well, which comes quite prominently with people with ADHD.